教给古大夫。
First of all, I'd like to apologize for arriving late this morning.
首先，我要向大家表示歉意，因为来的稍微晚了一点。
The train was about 15 minutes late arriving, and so I wasn't able to be here at the beginning of the service.
火车误点了差不多15分钟，因此我不能够在聚会一开始就赶到。
But I do thank you for the invitation and the opportunity to share this service with you this morning.
但是我非常的感谢大家邀请我来，给我一个机会，让我跟大家一同在这里能够有交通。
I'd like first of all for us to read the passage of scripture upon which we'll base the talk this morning.
首先我要求各位读一段圣经，这一段圣经就是我们今天早上的道理，那么所要谈论的。
From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, and we'll read first of all verses 1 and 2.
路加福音第十五章，我们先读第一节、第二节。
And then after that, we'll read from verse 8 down to verse 10.
读完了以后，我们再读第八节到第十节。
I'll read it first, the first two verses in English, and then Brother Tang will read it in Chinese, and then we'll read the second portion.
我先读前面两节，读完了以后，唐弟兄读中文。我们把中文、英文都读完了，再读下面的第八节到第十节。
Another time, the tax gatherers and other bad characters were all crowding in to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the doctors of the law began grumbling among themselves. This fellow, they said, welcomes sinners and eats with them.
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
Now the Lord Jesus answered them with three parables, but we'll just read one parable this morning.
耶稣因为他们的议论，就说了三个比喻来回答他们。但是我们今天只讨论三个比喻当中的一个，只读其中的一个。
From verse 8.
从第八节起。
Or again, if a woman has 10 silver pieces and loses one of them, does she not light the lamp, sweep out the house, and look in every corner till she has found it? And when she has, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, Rejoice with me, I have found the piece that I lost. In the same way, I tell you, there is joy among the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
第八节开始，或是一个妇人有十块钱，若拾落一块，岂不点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，知道找着吗？找着了，就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说，我拾落的那块钱已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样，为他欢喜。
One day, the Lord Jesus was speaking to people about the things of God.
有一天，主耶稣对人谈论神的事情。
Tax collectors concern himself about these kind of people.
神不应当啊，在关心他们。
He will only have friendship with respectable folk.
神只应当跟那些尊贵的人发生关系。
Now the Lord Jesus answered them with three stories.
主耶稣用三个故事来回答他们。
These stories show us the intense love of God when one person whose life has been ruined by sin comes back to God.
这三个故事都告诉我们一种神的大喜乐。这种喜乐是人失掉他的生命，他的生命被罪所毁坏了，又回到神以后所得到的那种喜乐。
More than that, the stories show us that God himself works hard for this joy.
不仅如此，这些故事也告诉我们神自己是为这个喜乐而做工的。
He searches for men and women until he finds them.
他寻找人，不论是男的是女的，直到找着为止。
And that is why God's joy is so great.
那就是神的喜乐何以这样大的缘故。
We sometimes forget that God works hard in order to save people.
我们常常忘记，神为了要拯救人，是那样的辛苦工作。
The first story the Lord Jesus told was about a sheep that strayed from the fold until it was lost.
主耶稣所讲的第一个故事是关于一只羊，一只迷失的羊，它走失的故事。
But the shepherd searched until he found it and brought it back again.
但是这个牧人他一直辛勤地在寻找这只迷失的羊，一直到找到为止。
The second story was about a woman who lost a coin.
第二个故事是讲一个妇人失掉一个钱的故事。
She too searched until she found her coin.
她也是在没有找到以前辛辛苦苦地在寻找。
The third story was about a son who chose to leave home to live his own independent life.
第三个故事是讲一个儿子，他要离开家庭，决定独立生活的经过。
But his father never gave up hope that the son would come back again.
但是他的父亲一直没有放弃一个希望。什么希望呢？就是他的孩子有一天会回家。
Each of the three stories finishes with the joy of the finder.
这三个故事每一个都充满了那个找到失去东西的那个人的喜乐。
And it also tells us that the finder shares his joys with other people.
同时也告诉我们找到失去东西的那一位失主，他找回来了以后，他就跟他的邻舍、他的朋友同别人一道来分享这种喜乐。
I want to share with you some thoughts about the second story.
今天我愿意跟各位来思想一下第二个故事。
This is the story of the lost silver coin.
那就是失落的一块钱。
Now a woman had 10 silver coins.
有一个妇人她有十块银钱。
Where she kept them or why she kept them, we do not know.
她藏在什么地方，或者她为什么要把这十块钱收藏起来，我们不知道。
But they were valuable to her.
但是这十块钱对她很有价值。
I suppose that every few days she took them out to count them.
我猜想她每隔几天呢，就要把这十块钱拿出来数一数。
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All the coins were present.
每一个钱都在。
Each individual coin was important for its own value.
这十块钱每一块对它都有它独特的价值。
One day she made the count.
有一天她又在数。
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 九。
Oh, I must have counted wrong.
啊，我大概数错了。
I'll count again.
我要再数一下。
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
一二三四五六七八九。
Only nine pieces.
只有九块钱。
One of the coins is missing.
其中有一块。
Where is it?
它在什么地方？
Coins haven't got legs.
钱不会长腿。
They can't be like sheep who go astray.
所以他们不会像羊一样的走失。
Coins don't crave for independence.
钱也不会渴望过独立的生活。
They're not like the lost son.
所以他们不会像那个这个走出去的失去的那个儿子一样。
He was lost because he chose to leave his home and family.
他之所以失散，因为他自己选择了要离开他的家和他家里的人。
What had happened to this coin?
这个钱是怎么回事？
Nobody knows.
没有人知道。
But this coin was lost.
但是我们晓得这块钱丢了。
God does not only have 10 coins.
神所有的不止十块钱。
He has made millions of coins.
他有千千万万的钱。
Millions of men and women.
千千万万的男男女女。
Millions of boys and girls.
千千万万的男女小孩。
Sometimes he takes us all in with one sweep, when he says, God loves the world.
有的时候他把我们全世界的人看为一体，所以他这样说，神爱世人。
Of course, God can speak like that because he's great enough to love all men.
神当然可以这样讲话，因为他所有的爱是足够爱我们全世界的人。
But he also counts each individual person as valuable to him.
但是他同时看每一个人对他也都是有价值的。
God loves me.
神爱我。
One day the Lord Jesus was walking through the five porches of the pool of Bethesda in Jerusalem.
有一天耶稣基督在白塞大的池子那五个走廊下面在走路。这个白塞大的池子是在耶路撒冷城里面。
These porches were filled with people.
这些走廊上满都是人。
But he walked up to just one man there.
但是耶稣他只走向其中的一位。
This man had never met Jesus before.
这个人过去不认识耶稣。
In fact, he didn't know the name of the Lord Jesus until sometime after that day had passed.
那么实际上啊，在那一天以前他也不知道耶稣的名字。
But Jesus knew about his illness.
但是耶稣晓得他的病。
He knew how long he had been ill.
他晓得他病了有多久。
And he knew the deep disappointment in his heart at not regaining his health.
他也晓得他内心当中因为不能恢复健康，不能得到健康而有的那种失望、沮丧。
Jesus had come looking for that one man in a large crowd of people.
耶稣到那个地方，就是在那一大群人里面特别要找他。
No man is anonymous with God.
没有一个人在神的面前，他的名字是可以隐藏起来，是匿名的。
No man is faceless.
没有人在神的面前，他的面孔是陌生的。
No person is nameless.
没有人是在神的面前是无名氏。
No person is unimportant to God.
没有人在神的面前是不重要。
Where is the coin?
那块钱到哪里去了？
Where could I have put it?
我把它放在哪里去了？
How was it lost?
他是怎么样失掉的。
The first two questions we will not try to answer.
前面两个问题我们今天不讨论。
But the third question is a good one for us to think about.
但是第三个问题是一个很好的问题，值得我们来思考。
First of all, how was the sheep lost?
首先我们要问那个羊子，那个羊是怎么样走失的。
Some people have been brought up to know the safe paths of good conduct.
有些人呢他被教养长大，让他们晓得怎么样在走这个好有好行为，走正路。
But then they're enticed by the excitement and adventure of wrong desires.
但是他们不久就被那些不正确的需要那种兴奋，那种充满冒着这个好奇的心理所引诱。
They leave the safe paths of decent living and soon they're in danger of perishing far away from God.
他们离开了正路，离开了正当的生活，就走向远离神的灭亡之路，在那种危险当中。
Now how was the son lost?
那个儿子是怎么样失掉的？
He wanted to be independent.
他希望独立。
I don't want to be under the control of my parents.
我不愿意受我父母的控制。
I don't want to conform to the mores of society.
我不愿意跟这个世界的、跟这个社会的风俗习惯相协调、相调和。
I don't believe that there are moral laws.
我不相信有所谓道德律。
I will do what I want to do.
我要做我想做的。
It is my own business how I live.
我怎么样生活，怎么样过日子，是我自己的事。
I don't want to believe that there is a God.
我不相信有一位神。
Anyway, don't speak to me about him.
不管怎么样，你们都不要跟我谈论神的事。
I won't be accountable to God.
我不会对他负责任的。
But of course there comes a time when this kind of independence is shown to be a way of self-destruction.
但是有一天这种独立会让我们看出它是一种自寻灭亡的一条道路。
Life is lonely.
生活就变成寂寞了。
It's full of bitterness.
充满了痛苦。
And in our hearts there's a terrible inner need.
在他们的心里面充满了内在的可怕的需要。
Now how was the silver coin lost?
这块失掉的钱是怎么样失掉的呢？
We don't know.
我们不知道。
But suddenly, it was realized that it was missing.
但是突然之间呢，我们发现这块钱失掉了。
Some people are like that.
很多人就像这样。
They never realized they were lost until, and notice this point carefully, until they discovered that God was searching for them.
他们从来不知道他们是迷失了，或者说是灭亡了。我们特别请注意这一点，一直到他们发现神正在寻找他们。
This is what happened to Zacchaeus.
这个就是撒该所遭遇的故事。
Zacchaeus was the chief of the customs bureau in the city of Jericho.
撒该是耶利哥城里面的税吏长。
He was rich and successful.
他很有钱财，事业也很成功。
But he was friendless and unsatisfied.
他却没有朋友，没有满足。
He heard that Jesus was passing through his city.
他听说耶稣要经过耶利哥。
And he wanted to see Jesus so much that he climbed a tree to watch the Lord pass by.
他是这样的希望能够见到耶稣，所以他就爬上一棵树来看耶稣从下面经过。
But Jesus stopped under the tree.
但是耶稣在树下停下来。
And he called Zacchaeus, come down.
他就这样喊着说，撒该，快下来。
I want to stay in your house today.
今天我必住在你家。
On the one hand, Zacchaeus was delighted.
在一方面，撒该很高兴。
And he came down to welcome the Lord.
他就下来接待耶稣。
On the other hand, he was a little hesitant.
在另外一方面呢，撒该又有点迟疑。
Because he suddenly discovered that he was a lost man.
因为他突然之间发现他是一个失丧的人。
There were things that had to be put right in his heart.
在他的心里面有一些事情是要改正过来。
There were personal things.
那些事都是个人的。
There were things that belonged to his business life.
那些事是跟他的事业有关系的。
And he suddenly realized that things that were wrong had to be put right. He was a lost man.
那么他突然发现那些错的事情要改正过来，他是一个失丧的人。
It was the fact that Jesus sought him and found him that made him realize how much he needed to know Christ.
那么这个是一个事实，就是耶稣在寻找他并且找到他，那么使他发现他是一个失丧的人。
It was this that made him realize how much he needed to put things right.
这个呢也是使他发现他是如何的需要把许多不对的事改正过来的道理。
It was in the experience of being found that he realized that he had been lost.
这是一种被发现被找到的那种感觉，使他晓得他是一个失丧的人。
Now in our story, the woman took an oil lamp and a broom to help her in her search.
在我们今天所要讨论的这个故事里面，那个妇人她掌着一盏油灯，拿着一把扫把来帮助她寻找那块失落的钱。
She turned out the drawers and the cupboards in her house.
她打开了抽屉，打开了家里面的橱子。
She moved the furniture.
把家具都挪开。
She looked under the bed.
她在床底下找。
She took up the floor coverings.
她把地毯翻起来。
She swept under the mats.
她在那个地毯的下面用扫把扫。
She shone her light into the corners of the rooms.
她把她那个灯的光照在房子的每一个角落里面。
And she swept them clean.
并且打扫那些角落。
How she searched.
她是怎么样辛苦地在那里寻找。
Always her ears were ready to hear the sound of the coin if it moved.
她的耳朵一直巴巴地希望能够听到那个钱在移动的声音。
Always she had her eyes open to see the reflection of the light from the silver coin.
她的眼睛也是巴巴地张望着，希望能够看到那个钱被光所反射的那个光出来。
How diligently she searched.
她是何等的仔细地在寻找。
And she worked and worked until she found the coin that was lost.
她找找找，一直找到把这块失落的钱找到为止。
Where did she find it?
她在什么地方找到的呢？
The story doesn't tell us.
这个故事没有告诉我们。
So it's not important for us to know that.
因此，关于这一点是没有什么重要要知道的。
But there are three things in the story that tell us in what condition she expected to find the coin.
但是有三件事在这个故事里面告诉我们，这个妇人是在什么样的环境之下找到这块钱的。
First, it could be in the dark.
首先，这块钱可能是在黑暗里面。
So she took an oil lamp to help her in her search.
因此她就掌着一盏灯来寻找它。
Secondly, it could be in the dirt.
第二，那块钱很可能是在尘土里面。
So she took a broom to help her find the coin.
因此他就拿着一把扫把来寻找。
Now thirdly, wherever it was, it was of no use or value to the woman until she found it and returned it to its proper place.
第三，那一块钱无论在什么地方，它都对这个妇人不再有价值了，直到它被找到，回到它原来应该在的地方为止。
I think we should repeat these three points.
我想我们应当啊重复一遍这三个要点。
It could be in the dark.
它可能在黑暗里。
And so she took an oil lamp.
因此这个妇人就拿着一盏油灯。
It could be in the dirt.
那一块钱可能在尘土里面。
And so she took a broom.
因此她就带着一把扫把。
Wherever it was, it had lost its value until it had been found again.
不管这块钱在什么地方，它已经失去了它的价值，直到它被找到为止。
It could be in the dark.
它可能在黑暗里。
We used to know an elderly gentleman in Taichung who became a Christian very late in life.
我们认识一个台中的人，在台中的人，他是在一生当中很晚年。
He had been an upright man and had very high principles of behavior.
他是一个正直的人，他在行为上有很高尚的一个原则。
He was a scholar.
他是一个学者。
He had trained in the science of astronomy.
他是学天文学的。
He was also accomplished in literature.
他在文学上面也很有造诣。
And he was skilled in writing poetry.
他在写诗这件事上有这个很深的造诣。
In religion, he had been an earnest student of the Buddhist way.
在宗教上，他是研究佛学很热忱的一个人。
But he was not an idolater.
但是他不是一个拜偶像的。
He was interested in the philosophy of life and the ethical teachings of Buddhism.
他对生命哲学很有兴趣，对于佛学也很有兴趣。
Yet in spiritual matters, he was still in the dark.
但是在属灵的事上，他仍然在黑暗里。
He had a daughter in Nanjing, who was a Christian.
他有一个基督徒的女儿在南京。
But he didn't give attention to her urgings to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他对于他女儿敦促他信耶稣基督这件事丝毫不留意，不担心。
But the lamp of God was searching for him.
但是神的灯在寻找他。
But in his heart, the darkness was still deep.
但是在他的心里面那个黑暗是很浓很厚。
Now in Taichung there were two Christian women who worked in the same office.
在台中有两个信主的妇人，他们在他的办公室里面同事。
They lived the true Christian life.
他们是过的真正基督徒的生活。
And they showed that not only were they right with God, but that they tried in everything to live a right life before men.
他们不仅表示他们在神的面前是正直无欺，而且他们也竭尽一切所能在人的面前过正当的生活。
At one time, their senior officer had a serious illness.
有一次他们的长官生了很重的病。
And they showed a true Christian interest in him during his illness.
他们在他们长官生病的时候对他所表现的是那种基督徒的爱心的关切。
Suddenly he saw clearly the light of God's purity.
他突然之间看见神那种圣洁的光。
Suddenly he felt the warmth of the light of God's love.
他也感觉到神之爱的光的温暖。
And suddenly he realized the meaning of the light of God's salvation. He saw clearly the light of God's purity. Suddenly he felt the warmth of the light of God's love. And suddenly he realized the meaning of the light of God's salvation. And then he understood that all his previous years he had been living in darkness. And in his thinking, he had been thinking in the darkness. But now Christ had found him with his oil lamp. The old man had only about 4 years left to his life.
这位老人家他在认识这个被主找到以前他只剩四年的生活了。But
he never had any doubts that he had been found by the Lord Jesus.
但是他对于被主耶稣找到这件事情从来没有一点怀疑。And
from our story we can realize that God was joyful.
在我们的故事里面我们可以看到神他是喜乐。And
this joy filled the heart of this lost man that had been found.
那么这种喜乐呢也充满了这个失散的人心里面在他被找到的时候。Now
the coin could have been lying in the dirt.
第二我们要看这块钱很可能就在尘土里面。There
are some people that just seem to drift through life.
有很多人他们随遇而安。
They accept life's joys and put up with its unhappiness without thinking about whether what they do or think is right or wrong.
他们能够接受喜乐，也能够逆来顺受地承受那些不愉快的事情。他们从来不想到，不思想他们所做的或者他们所想的是不是正当。
I remember a young woman from Nantou who had grown up and been through school.
我记得有一个年轻的南投的妇人，她长大了，也读书读好了。She
had married and had two children.
她结了婚，生了两个孩子。One
day she and her husband had a great quarrel.
有一天，她跟她的丈夫大大的吵了一架。She
ran away from her home and came to Taichung.
她离家出走，来到台中。She
had no money.
她没有钱。And
so she found work in a bar.
所以她就在酒吧里面找了一份工作。It
was a job that provided her a living.
那个工作可以使她能够维持生活。And
she thought that that was what she needed.
她认为那就是她所需要的。
But Christ was out with his broom searching for this lost woman. He was wanting to bring her back to himself. He wanted to restore her broken human relationships. She took ill and had to go into hospital.
她生病了，所以要住医院。A
Christian woman shared the same room with her.
有一个信主的妇人跟她同一个病房。As
they spoke, the Christian was able to help her to see that her way of life was quite wrong.
当他们在讲话的时候，那个基督徒的妇人就能够帮助她认识她的生活方式是十分不对。
She helped her to come back to the Lord Jesus and to trust in him.
那个人就帮助他来到主耶稣的面前，并且信靠他。
She'd been lying in the dirt.
他曾经躺在黑暗，躺在尘土里面。
But she left hospital knowing that her sins had all been forgiven by God.
所以她离开这个医院的时候就晓得她所有的罪已经被神赦免了。
She went back home to her husband.
她回家到她丈夫的面前。
She put things right with him.
她跟她的关系把她改正了。
And she led her husband then to trust the Lord.
她也引领她的丈夫信靠主。
And now they have set up a Christian home.
现在他们已经建立成了一个基督、这个基督教的家庭。
Now the third point was that wherever the coin was, it had lost its usefulness to its owner.
第三点我们要研究的就是这块钱无论在什么地方，它已经失去对它主人的价值了。
None of us really fulfills his life or realizes the purpose for which God made us until we come to the Lord Jesus Christ and are living for him.
我们中间没有人真正的能够在生活上满足或者认识这个神或者是认识这个目的，这个目的是神创造我们一直到我们来到主耶稣基督的面前并且为他而活之前。
Suppose the woman had gone to a store to buy some goods.
我们假定这个妇人到一个店里面去买东西。
When the shopkeeper made the account, she found that she was short one silver coin.
当店员把账结算好的时候，她发现她少一块钱。
So she said to the shopkeeper, "Look, I have another coin, but it's at home."
所以他就对店员讲，他说，请你听我说，我另外还有一块钱，不过放在家里。
Actually, it's lost.
那么实际上呢，我那一块钱啊是已经丢掉了。
I can't find it.
我找不到。
But will you accept that as payment?
你愿不愿意接受我那失去的一块钱来付这个不足的账呢？
It just makes up the difference of the bill.
那么那一块钱呢，正好能够补足你账面上的差额。
I think that the shopkeeper would refuse her suggestion.
我认为这个店员会拒绝他的建议。
A lost coin has no value as currency.
一块失去的钱不再有货币的价值。
Neither have lost souls.Any value to God until they have been found by Christ.
同样的，世上的灵魂对神也没有价值，直到他们被基督找到为止。
After they have been found by Christ, then they begin to find out how God can use them.
当他们被基督找到以后，他们就会开始晓得神是怎么样的能够使用他们。
Then they find out how he can show the true value, how he can show the true value that they have by his evaluation.
那么他们也能够发现他是怎么样能够把用他那个估价的方式来衡定他真正的价值。
What a difference it would make if we Christians would realize that God made us not just to make us successful in business.
那么这是一个多么大的不同，假如我们基督徒能够认识神创造我们不是让我们在事业上面能够成功。
His purpose is not just that we should be accomplished in education.
他的目的不仅仅是我们要在教育上面有成就。
He has made us to live out our lives as fully as we can for him.
他创造我们是希望我们活出一个生活来尽我们可能的为他。
Have you ever tried to love God with all your mind?
你有没有全意的爱神？
Have you ever tried to love him with all your strength?
你有没有全力的爱神？
Have you ever tried to love him with all your heart?
你有没有全心的爱神?
Have you found that life opens wide and becomes abundantly joyful when we try to love our neighbor as ourselves?
你有没有发现你的生活你的生命是又宽又大能够充满许许多多的喜乐当我们要想爱我们的邻舍如同爱我们自己一样
Catch a glimpse again of the woman as she searched for the lost coin
我们再来看一看这个妇人寻找他那失落的一块钱
The Lord Jesus said that she searched diligently
主耶稣在这个比喻里面说他仔细地找
She worked hard at the search
他在寻找的时候很辛苦
She used her oil lamp
他用他的油灯
She swept with her broom
他用他的扫把扫
And she worked until her purpose was fulfilled
他在没有达到目的以前一直辛勤工作
I want to find that coin
我要找到那一块钱
I must find that coin
我一定要找到那一块钱
I will look for it till I do find it
我在没有找到以前一定要努力的尽力的找
And she did just that
她就是这样辛苦的寻找
She identified it with her light
她用她的灯光把那一块钱照出来了
and she took it out of the darkness where it had been lying
她把那个躺在黑暗里的那一块钱拿起来
She cleaned it with her broom and lifted it out of the dirt where it had been lying
她用她的扫把把钱上的尘土把它扫干净了
She held it in her hand and it recovered its value at once
他把这个钱拿在手里立刻就恢复了这块钱的价值
She was thrilled to find the coin
他在找到这块钱的时候充满了喜乐
And she called to her neighbors to tell them the exciting news
他就招呼他的邻舍告诉他们这个令人兴奋的消息
Be happy with me
你们和我一同欢喜
Share my joy.
分享我的喜乐。
Look, I found the coin that I had lost.
我失落的那块钱已经找着了。
Jesus closed his story, saying, "In the same way, I tell you, there is joy among the angels of God over one sinner who repents."
耶稣用这样的一句话结束他这个故事。他说：“我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在。”神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜
I want to add just one thought
我愿意再加一点
It's God's joy that becomes so infectious
是神的喜乐有这样大的感染力
God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself
神在基督里使这个世界与他自己和好
He searches diligently for us
他仔细地寻找我们
And when he finds us, he is glad, he is very glad
当他找到我们的时候他就喜乐非常喜乐
And he can't keep the joy confined
他不能够让这个喜乐那么局限在他一个人的身上
All heaven shares his joy with him
所有天上的使者都分享他的喜乐我们大家低头祷告我们感谢你我们赞美你因为你在今天早上接着你的仆人把主耶稣当年亲口所讲的一个比喻讲给我们听让我们知道我们每一个人在过去都是一块失落的钱我们可能在黑暗里面我们可能在尘土里面不管我们在什么地方我们对神的价值都没有但是你爱我们你差遣你独生的儿子 手里拿着灯，拿着扫把，在黑暗里面寻找，在尘土当中寻找。你让我们回到你的手里，对你再有价值。我们的神，我们感谢你，因为你是这样的爱我们，你这样幸福的找我们。你找到我们的时候，你要让天上地下一同分享你的喜乐。主啊，我们求你今天就让这样的光照亮我们还有可能躺在黑暗里的人，还有可能躺在尘土里的人，还有可能对你失去价值的人。主啊，你祝福你自己的话，你让这个故事在他的心里面做工，让他受感动，愿意从黑暗里面被你找着，回到你的面前，恢复他对你的价值。主啊，我们把今天早上每一个来到你面前的人都交在你的手里，特别是没有接受你的还在犹疑当中的，我们求主你在他们的心里做工，你拯救他们，只有你可以做这样的工作。我们谢谢天父今天这样恩待我们，祷告奉耶稣基督的宝名，阿们。